Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That wasn't my dog.
If you did bring your dog, you haven't.
That wasn't my dog.
Attention. No. Does your dog bat? You said your dog did not bat. That is not my dog.
Good evening, good morning, good day,
good day, the hell, no
good
day,
wherever
the,
today we run all day.
Today we run all day, episode 3 of the
of the long run
adventure.
The run to Tring.
We're still in
ding-a-ling-a-ling.
We gave you a little bit of break while we worked
while
our
we
way
ran through
Wendover,
yeah.
HS2 building site.
We've just come through past Wendover Library. Bit of a bombshell, Rob.
Yeah.
They've recently extended the number of items you can loan from the library.
Yeah.
From 20.
Yeah.
To 30.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem like an incredible number of? I remember thinking 4 or 5 books from the library.
Yeah, yeah.
30.
30 is a lot.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Surely that's all their books.
That's very, very generous from Wendover Library.
I don't know, by the way, whether we can get out the end of this.
Oh, week. We can.
Yeah.
Here we go. Through here, mate.
Yes, we can.
Through here, through
stand
the...
this one, mate.
Through the ginnel.
Yeah.
Through the ginnel.
So we've now run...
This is quite tense.
Something like 11 miles.
Yeah.
Definitely into the second half.
Yeah, we're on the...
How are...
We're on the finishing straight.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay. Yeah. I feel I mean, we've been running for... As you just said, about two hours 40.
Yep.
It's not nothing, is it?
No, no, no.
And especially if it's the first time I've run with the rucksack on and completely unable to get any water.
Yeah. Apart from if you unscrew it and pour it into your mouth.
Yeah.
So that's a nightmare.
That's got to be sorted out, this. Yeah, I feel okay, but I'm feeling it. Yeah. How
yeah,
about you?
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Much the same, yeah.
I've started to daydream. I've got this kind of really minor issues. We're back. We're nearly back where we were, but let's go left here so we
right.
don't lose our next connection.
Started to daydream.
I started to daydream about eating something.
Yeah.
And I think...
Why not? You should do.
It's a good idea to do it sooner rather than later when you feel that way.
Yeah.
And then I've got this really badly, trigger warning, this nearly torn off bent back thumbnail.
Right.
Which makes it very hard to just do little fiddly bits in my pockets.
These are the kind of things you're going to have to deal with during the 100K race,
I'm
isn't it?
Just visualising.
Could happen.
My blooming nail clippers
yeah.
sitting on the table where I got them out ready to sort it out and thought, yeah, I've got time for that. I've got time to do nails.
Because in the bit of a... Because you said when we met this morning, been a bit of an early morning panic about
I
getting ready and stuff.
That was wrong with me today. Normally, that bit where you get all sorted out and get your stuff together.
You love that bit.
It's calming.
Yeah.
I'm into that bit. Talking of the other thing I love to be into is being good at what's happening on the map, whereas we have just gone off the route.
Have we really?
Running down alleyways, zigzagging left and right in Wendover. And
let's have a look.
I've just suddenly realised how terrifying that is.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, a little look at the map.
Let's have a look.
I know exactly where we are.
We're on Hazeldean.
this way, and then when we get to the road, we turn.
See, that
left.
Looks like a lovely little. It's going to be soon. Lovely little pocket of the world to live in, isn't it? Hazeldene there.
Lovely, isn't
that
it?
That looks nice.
You know who else used
lots
to
lots of off-street parking.
Hazel O'Connor.
Oh, she used to love that place. Yeah. And, so we're running on the concrete at the moment, but there's been a lot of mulch underfoot, a lot of mess
absolutely.
Underfoot. I'm sure we
so what do you fancy?
Did
you fancy something?
No, well, I'm okay, mate. You go for it. I'm just having some blocks. I'm having the old block every now and again. Do you want me to get your malt loaf out?
No, I've got it now. Just anything touches the end of my thumb, it's a bit, woo-hoo.
We've been experimenting with salt tablets.
Yeah, I think I'll have some more of those after this. First of all, a bit of saurine. And I think it's going to be a lot like Popeye. You know, I'm going to have this, and it'll be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And my legs will throb. And I'll be...
You'll be away.
Incredibly powerful.
You'll be sprinting off.
So we're on tarmac for a bit now, but not too long.
Right.
And that'll be the last
Sorry,
of it.
I can do it.
Cheers.
Do this.
In we go.
We go with a malt loaf. Nice.
Oh, there we go.
Is it that? Is it the malt loaf with a bit of some margarine in it already, or is it just...
No, just a bar.
Just straight off.
But it's very sticky,
just
very moist.
Just straight. Yeah, nice.
And as has been established, I mean, right there with you, love a bit of spread on my malt loaf, but one thing I really don't like when I'm out of running, sticky fingers.
Yeah. So I'm still up for anyone's recommendations if they've done the marathon to Saba for things to eat when you're on there. A lot of people are doing blocks, gels, cliff bars, you know, your standard stuff when people do the run.
Yeah.
And then the ready packed meals every night.
Of course, you're self-sufficient, aren't you? So there's none of that getting to a weigh station and having a cake.
No.
They don't have those there, do they?
No, they won't be having that. I don't think so, no. There's meant to be shelter every 10, 12 kilometres, which I'm sure will be much needed at times. Because, of course, you've got to add the heat to the whole thing as well as the rucksack element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also... When you talk about the shelter, I'm just picturing Omar Sharif coming out of the desert for about half an hour. Here comes Paul.
Here he comes.
What you should do is if you feel...
I'm starting to think I need to do some more training.
Like it's wearing a bit thin. Just light, and particularly on that long third day.
Yeah.
Just light a match and jump cut to sunset.
Yeah.
That's quick. See this road on our left?
Yep.
That's where we're going.
All right, okay.
And we'll cross.
Okay.
It's...
Alrighty.
The hail. It says the hail on the sign. 1.25 miles up the hail. And the other thing which I keep forgetting and then remembering with some comfort...
Yeah.
...is I've been here before.
Right.
So I get to these places.
So when did you do this? When you were training for Race of the Stones?
Yes.
Right.
And I did... I think I did subsequent 20 miles, 2 days.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what the other one was. But I did exactly this run, except...
A bit longer, because you're lost, yeah.
Getting lost. And at the end, I went a tiny bit further, and I met my mum. Just after the village of Tring... the station of Tring, which is actually not in Tring.
Right.
There's a village called Albury, I think. And I met her there. Legendary. My mum, she had sparkling and still water and a towel.
Oh, nice.
And the village had a pub.
Yeah.
So that was a win.
Yeah, that's nice.
Win all round. I miss my mum living in Longwood, because that's where this all began. I basically go to the end of the underground and then run the beautiful distance the rest of the way to the house. It's almost exactly a half a marathon from Chesham to Longwick.
And how's she going in Scotland?
Yeah, she's good.
Is she all right?
Yeah, I'm going to go and see her for Mother's Day, actually.
Right.
Which would be a shame for Julia, but hopefully her and Daisy have a good time. But I'm in the north on Saturday and Monday, so
right, okay.
Pop into southwest Scotland while I'm there. And also, you know, this weekend, it's both Mother's Day and International Women's Day.
All right, okay.
So nice. I'm going to see as many international women as I can over the weekend. Because that's,
I'm sure the kids
that's
will
what
be,
it's all about.
I'm sure the kids will be rocking Mother's Day, George and Rudy with the normal. Well, sometimes they almost do too much for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
She almost notices yeah. some days.
Yeah, that's right.
Some years. So is that Wendover Woods there?
Do you think they're going to give her like 50p? And
yeah.
I went upstairs, I've got you something, come back down with a slice of toilet paper. That kind of thing.
Yeah. To be fair, occasionally they come up with breakfast in bed, but not the breakfast in bed you'd want.
Look at these snowdrops on you right there, they're nice.
Yeah, they're
beautiful. No, well, breakfast in bed you want is a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, in answer to your question, is that Wendover Woods? I would say, I think that's pretty likely.
I would imagine so.
Well, I can tell you for sure. Yeah.
Because we're coming out of Wendover and these massive woods.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is the back corner of it.
Right.
I bet when you do your...
I bet it's...
10 times around the woods you come past here.
So we've got a long, gradual uphill.
Yeah.
Coming out of the old...
This is pure...
It's a bit of a... This is
psychological
pure graft, isn't
training.
It?
It's just...
This is training.
Uphill.
This is it.
Tarmac. Luckily, Paul has quite rightly spotted the old soft surface.
The softness for me.
And...
This is it right here.
But this,
this is the race.
Of course,
this is the burn. This is the pain locker. This is the hurt box.
All right, Paul. It's just 150
right
metres.
Right up Herbert's hole.
But
it's
actually,
dark.
It's interesting how many of these places, they're all ancient roads, aren't they? We've gone from the Ridgeway onto the Itneal Way.
Yeah.
And it's dead straight. Laid out by Romans, might have been.
Yeah.
We're certainly going to be going in a completely straight line, which is quite... The very fact that it's a hill shows how the people who laid it out
yeah.
ignored the scenery. But then, we eventually turn left off it and go up the hill, up an old Holloway.
Right.
Different kind of ancient road that will get us up to the top of the hill at some, quick style. In fact,
nice.
Morning, Magpie. I'm saying now,
morning, mate.
I'm bidding... that we should actually walk that one.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm sure you'll agree when we get there. It was good training for the Race of the Stones last time I was here because it's really hot.
Right.
I remember being here and thinking,
well, this is hot.
I should put my hat on.
Yeah. These are proper houses, these, aren't they, mate?
Yeah.
These are
solid.
They made it this lot. This is solid, proper houses.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's still very wintry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, topically, it's cold. Snow, big batch of snowdrops there.
It's
there's no leaves on the trees.
It's very confused, doesn't it? Yeah, it's sort of... It's suddenly got a slightly cold the last couple of days, because it had been mild, hadn't it?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
quite a while.
Yeah.
And wet.
And also, it's so much lighter now.
Yeah.
But today was the very first day when I got up, at 6:30.
Right.
It was light.
Yeah.
And I was awake before then.
That's great.
The birds are singing when I... last couple of weeks, dawn chorus. First
nice.
Light is about 5:30, 5:20.
Right.
Spring is coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the back nice. Of Wendover Woods. We don't actually want to go in there.
Right.
I'm afraid.
Fair enough.
Further on, the hail. There goes a fancy chaffinch.
If I was the kind of... If I was the kind of guy who... tweeted about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'd say January lasted for ages. February just flew by. Before you know it, it's March. What's that about?
It's a shame you haven't
Sorry.
Done that because...
Yeah, I should have tweeted that.
That would have really...
That would have just blown the internet up, wouldn't it? I mean, January did seem to last a month, didn't it? But then blink, and then February's gone. Where's February? It's gone. And they're in March. The year's running away with us.
It's the size and shape of years that are always
yeah.
confusing. Like at the moment, it's basic, classic spring weather. It's been really cold.
Yeah.
Quite bright and light. And, you know, it's often like that this time of year. And yet, it's arrived and we've all gone at home. We're going, oh,
it's getting light again.
Oh, we haven't seen anything like it. We're still going uphill, Paul.
So we are still slightly going up.
I don't like it. I want to go down.
No, we are still slightly
I'm tired.
Going up.
Wait yeah. a minute. I've had my saurine. Yeah. I'll mod loaf this.
Fine.
Your mud loaf is like a shield of steel. That's Batfink, not Popeye.
Feels like proper training, this bit, doesn't it?
That car proper wasn't too training. Bothered to stay too far away.
No, not that bothered.
Got pretty close.
It's not a big deal. Here we go. This one's giving us space, thank you.
Oh, that's better. Thank you.
Cheers.
Giant red kite looping over the trees there, sensing weakness from the runners.
The strength.
Convenience.
Convenience
lying
seems to be
in a verge.
Just had a malt loaf. How long will it last? Not long over. One seems incapable of accessing water. Over. Obviously weak. Over.
Knocking on the door of big push empty houses.
Big houses. Over. Massive houses.
Help me.
The finder's in the shed 2 days later. Podcast from the shed.
That house is called Chilton Hill House, and I did read it as Chilton Hellhole.
Right.
So the Chilterns, you know,
yeah,
beginning to bite. Beautiful, as you climb into them. Yeah. Chalk. Look at the chalky sward, Paul.
I might move out here. Just chill out with them.
That's what the Deering's doing.
Yeah.
And just think, you know, to get all yadda about it, but you know, that is absolutely defining for my life. Came
of
out
course.
Here, made new friends,
yep.
Met musicians, became one myself, met
of course, life
drama
changing.
Types. You know, everything I actually do, like all my kind of job stuff.
Everything you are.
All came after. I was into drama music when I lived in West London, but I hadn't kind of found my tribe. You know?
And how odd that you had to... Well, not odd, but how interesting that it was out of the city that you found it.
Yeah, that's right. Great creative scene out here. It was a superb teenage period. And then I imagined that I would never move back to London. In fact, I went back to London when I was about 20, 21.
Yeah.
To do a drama course, a clown course with Philippe
Aguilier.
Who I think is going to be on the course of the Marathon des Sables.
The clown.
Mr. T.
The clown workshop.
And I found London terrifying and lonely and expensive.
Yeah.
As it can be when you're
yeah,
that
absolutely
age.
Can be, yeah.
And so I thought, well, that's me. London's too big for me now. And it was only when me and Julia got together and she started working in London, we sort of worked her way back in. And now it's like, yeah, London always
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like that. So Deering history, that's what we're running through right now.
Do you think you'll always live in London?
I think so.
It's hard to imagine not being there, isn't it?
But yeah, there's a lot going on.
I don't know where the kids are going to end up. That's a bit...
Yeah, it's a bit steep for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Salt tablet?
I'll have a salt tablet, yeah. I don't feel I'm sweating that much, but...
I'll get on the verge.
I think they're...
There's two left. Do you want them both, or do you want to...
No, I'll just have one. I'll just... Right. Thank you.
Eat the packet, then. You can have one later, and I'll open another packet. Oh, they're good. I hope I'm getting a bit spiritual because I'm tired, but... Oh! Oh, it's so nice! Oh, God, I love your salt tablet so much. Do you think I'm getting a bit emotional?
There's actually three in there, man.
What?
There's two.
Mine!
Yeah. This is where the assassination happens.
Yeah, that's right. Two people just got out into the boot.
This is when Marathon talk.
God,
get the gun out of the back. Yelling.
Yep.
Trust the process.
Yeah! Oh, I misunderstood yeah. About the yelling.
Here we go, just two pellets to the back of the head, put them in the boot, drive off.
Double tap.
Yeah.
Just the process. Hiya.
Hiya.
Hey, dog.
They thought we were really cool.
Well, they were obviously very perceptive.
Yeah.
Suddenly hopped right up the bank there.
Yeah, why not?
Because there's a car with
why not?
There. It's quite impressive legwork after the amount of running we've done. Suddenly jump about a foot in the air. Whew. Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Got some really exciting content for you. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then.
Do you want...
Content!
Here it comes.
Content!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
How about Morning Magpies, Rob Deering's review of the not particularly new now Elizabeth Line.
Oh yeah, go on then, yeah.
Went on it for the first time, Paul. First time.
Yeah, I don't think I've been on that yet.
Well,
Any good?
I'll tell you what.
How are you finding it?
Expect. It's really good the way it cuts right through.
Yeah.
It's a shame it kind of connects up. You
know, where does it go from and to? I don't know anything about it. It
goes like from way out east.
Right.
To like Reading.
Okay.
And other points. The key thing is you don't have to go.
And it cuts across town?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, got on it at Stratford.
Yeah.
And slightly spoiling the vibe. Had to change after one stop at Whitechapel.
Right.
But...
So you've been on it for one stop?
One stop.
Right, okay.
But didn't have to change platforms or anything. Just get a different one, you know.
Yeah.
And then, all the way out to Maidenhead.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Tell you what, though.
Go on, then.
One.
Yeah.
The readout that says what's happening, which trains are coming next.
Right.
Is above the door where people get on and off the train.
Okay.
Kind of think at a busy moment... That's bad planning, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could be bad planning.
First problem.
Yeah.
Second one tells you where train's going.
Right.
Tells you what the next station is.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell you about any of the other stations.
Right.
All the other trains do that.
Right.
This train's calling at so-and-so, so-and-so,
yeah, 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 yeah.
They all do that.
Yeah.
Not the Elizabeth line.
Does it have the announcements in Queen Elizabeth's voice?
We are shortly arriving. Oh, tooting.
Is it too soon?
Never complain, never explain. The train's late, get used to it.
Change the annus horribilis. Yeah. Do not miss.
With respect.
With the greatest respect.
Yeah, that's right. Third note, though, this is big.
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Obviously, they built this chain, goes to these lovely platforms in these, you know, East London, like the Jubilee Nights, all behind glass and all that stuff. Get out to Maidenhead.
Yeah.
It didn't really say mind the gap or anything.
Right.
The platform is about a foot and a half down. I bet a few people are having a bit of trouble with that.
Yeah, I bet they are.
It was the biggest step from the train to
the
platform.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay.
I mean...
Yeah.
In 2024, Paul.
Yeah.
I mean...
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my review of the Elizabeth line.
Elizabeth was fond of a little hop and a step there, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
She looked like that. Bit
Just
of a challenge.
Jump into the aisle. Could we make it higher?
Open your umbrella.
Yeah, yeah.
And climb gently down. Climb every mountain.
You always mix up.
Yeah.
The second with Maria and the Sound of Music, don't you? Confidence in me.
So we're going to approach.
See this footpath sign?
Aye.
That's us.
All right.
That's where we leave the tarmac and go up the hail into the woods. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I've had a long, gentle uphill stretch coming out of Wendover.
It's testing us. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong, I feel fine, but this is...
battling.
You know, it's third quarter of the long run, so not the...
Yeah.
Let's go to that one.
We haven't got the joy of knowing we're closing in yet.
Yes.
But we know we've broken the back of it.
And we're doing this... We did that quite a long uphill.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, here.
Right.
And then we keep going uphill.
What?
And I've got it in my head... that it's, rather than finishing, it's going to get a lot steeper.
Right.
Before.
Let's see how it goes.
Basically, we're getting height in a couple of miles that we initially spent the first kind of 5 miles getting, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Climbing back on
the top. It's all coming at once, sort of thing.
I just got to pull a tissue out without setting my thumb off.
We're going to play it as we see it.
What?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And we've gone, as I say, from, we're following like the ancient pathways.
Straight ahead. Not bothering with that one. Straight on.
That's it.
Straight on.
Style on the bank on the right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Quite stylish.
Talking about style.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on Instagram the other day.
Yep.
I've started occasionally looking at Insta just to check out what's going on.
Yep.
Jack Whitehall chatting to Harry Styles at the Brits.
Yep.
He was obviously hosting.
Yep.
He was really, really good. It was just a little 2.5 minute clip. He just looked so cool in his tuxedo, being super relaxed.
Yeah.
With these famous people and being really charming. But not so, nothing cruel about it, but not, you know, sometimes there's a phrase, there's a sort of fashion for going so far against the roast culture that you're just totally nice. Sometimes some people use that as a thing.
And it can be dull.
Yeah, which
but
is dull.
Particularly event, it's complicated when you get outside comedy, isn't it? Like award ceremonies.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Skinner trying to tease Sol Campbell and just getting nothing.
Yeah, totally. Because sometimes you're dealing with very serious people, but...
Yeah.
But he was just on right, just the real fine line of gently teasing Styles for his extremely colourful outfit, but having fun, and Styles was laughing and he was laughing. Then he tried a drink and it was pure tequila and he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But he finished the bit with like, yeah, we're on tequila. He was just really, was just perfectly suited for that.
Yeah.
You know, it was just really like, wow, you're doing a good job there, mate.
Did you watch all the Brits?
No, I didn't, know. In fact, that's the only bit I've seen of the Brits.
Ray.
Yeah.
Got record-breaking 6 Brits, I understand.
I've never heard of him.
Her.
All right, yeah. How and is she good?
International Women's Ray.
Is she, what kind of stuff does she do?
I don't know, Paul.
Hip-hop? Grime?
It's not for us, we're too old. We don't know.
Hot Scotch pop?
I don't know.
Hip-hop? No, I heard that she had a great night.
It's a secret. Oh, I nearly fell over.
And she got let go, didn't she?
Who did?
Ray. She got let go. She got not picked up by like, you know, agents and stuff. So she had to go on her own. So she did really well.
Wrong.
Yeah, she's proven
all
wrong. But she's lovely.
Knowledge. If I can bend this conversation back to myself.
Of course you can.
I often record my Running Tracks radio hour on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
But I got it done earlier. Because
you knew we were doing this ridiculously long run.
We run all day.
Yeah.
And
today we go all day.
Did a lovely one.
Yeah.
Episode 10 of series 6.
Yeah.
But have I told you?
Go on.
It's going to be the final series.
Is it really?
Yeah, because you know that the Running Tracks Radio Hour can only exist on Spotify because it's a special platform which kind of floats in the songs.
Right.
Without
having to pay for them.
Without, exactly.
Right.
Which is lovely, and I can do it all from my phone. It's a great app.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, I don't like Spotify. I'm like, well, you're not going to be able to listen to it then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's totally understandable. But anyway, Spotify discontinuing the app in the summer. And that'll be the end of that.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
What, they're discontinuing...
Just the bit I use, you know, right. The platform that enables you to record a podcast on your phone.
I did wonder how you're doing it but with the music. I did wonder how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, it was a website called Anchor.
Yeah.
And then Spotify bought it.
Right.
And now they're mothballing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, oh, that's which way do you want to go then? Straight on or left?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's a good question. Right.
Okay.
Straight on.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shame. And is that too... Is that because they want to make more money for themselves or artists or whatever?
I don't know how... Right. You know, one could project a lot of meanness onto it, but I don't know.
Right.
I would say my guess is that I'm quite unusual and that people aren't really using it.
Right.
But maybe they don't want it to happen anymore. The key thing is... The three takeaways for me are...
Yeah.
I love a tie. And burgers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey! Three takeaways joke. And they said it wouldn't happen. We still haven't embraced the whole walk the hills thing, have we? We're still going strong.
We're still doing all right. I mean, it's not that steep yet, is it?
No.
But we can...
I'm expecting a big pull, but maybe it doesn't exist.
Anytime you want to walk, give us a shout and we can walk.
How you feel? I feel it. I don't mind it, but I can feel it in my hips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that where you feel it, in your hips?
Climbing like this, yeah. Brilliant old tree roots making a kind of wall of wood on our right. I see hundreds.
They're beautiful.
Centuries old.
Once you do those, chop them down.
Oh,
just get rid of them. Well, they don't serve any purpose, do they? Just hanging around, isn't it?
What were they thinking?
Just chop them down.
Well, I mean, that's one of the HS2 things, isn't it? People saying, please don't chop these trees down.
Yeah.
800 years old, no?
Well, they're old, aren't they?
Says,
yeah.
Got a train that's not going to go to Manchester.
Says so here, mate, that we've got to chop it down, so we better chop it down.
So my three takeaways. Love a curry.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I love a curry.
My three things about the Running Chats Radio. One... I really like doing it, so I'm going to miss it, so that's a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Two, it is still going to be there, apparently.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that'll last forever, but it's a good body of work.
Yeah.
You know, when I get to the end of this series, six series, that's about 25 episodes a series, so...
It's a lot.
You know, there's
150
hours
yeah.
of what I think is great running music.
Yeah.
That will still be there for people to access. So I can keep pushing it as well. But the third thing is, I've started it. I've started the movement, Save Running Chats Radio Hour.
Oh, good for you.
Where could I go next?
Yeah.
My next move is to rope in the rich, the famous, and the powerful.
Yeah.
I need Steven Spielberg to say, I don't know if you, like me,
you need to start
like to run listening to Rub Deer.
Chaining yourself to museum artifacts. And
right, let's walk this.
Yeah.
It looks like a walk, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that technical thing stands. You know, I'd love to do it on BBC Sounds, but it'd be like Desert Cost Island you. Discs. They wouldn't necessarily be able to play the song all the way through.
Right.
But I could change the format. I think the BBC would be a nice place to do it because also they're good at eclectic music mixes.
Right.
Whereas quite reasonably, commercial radio needs to. Make it clear what they're about to do. Do you know what I mean? Music-wise.
I need to brand it more.
And then... So, it'll be interesting to see what happens next. Well, I mean, there's no... The model doesn't allow for me to make any money out of it.
Right.
So, in a way...
It's a labour of love.
They've given me a gift by taking it away because it gives it a natural end. But I've got to find a way forward for the project because it's been great.
Yeah. And a lot of people do listen to music when they're running.
Yeah, that's right.
And they like it.
And it's a nice, it's a conversation that I think is still, I still think it's quite an unusual conversation. People still, they say, oh yeah, what's a good running song? And I'm like, how long are you going to run for? Do you know what I mean? The best running song in the world is going to be 3 to 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
You don't need a good running song. You need a good running library.
Yes. Yeah.
And you need all different things, you know, because that song you think
you
love. Because
it's going to be different moods.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
different
wonderful because that works both ways around. That if you plan to listen to so-and-so song and it's going to really set you off, Sometimes you just think, yeah. And then another time, you hear something you weren't even expecting to hear. Something that isn't even, I don't know, cool or beatsy or anything. And it's just something about it makes you go, yes, exactly that.
Well, stuff sort of keys into your memory, doesn't it? Because different songs provoke different memories and you think of different things when you're running. So it can get really symbiotic kind of.
That's right. And when you go long.
Fluid.
As you said before, it ties in with that other deeper thing about running is that you render yourself more vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
So you can really access some of the power of these songs.
If, say, the Marathon de Sable starts on a Monday, you can start with the Bangles Manic Monday. Just to get you in the mood.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like you're really hearing me. It's beautiful.
So this is a long stretch. This is the kind of stretch that you'd expect to walk. It's steep. It's mulchy underfoot.
Yep.
We're walking unapologetically. They'll be walking in the Marathon de Sable. No, they'll be walking in the 100K.
And we've kept our pace as well. We haven't broken stride.
Yeah.
I remember that in Banner Brecheniog. You know, it wasn't the question of the walking hills. It was the fact how much of a workout it felt like to hammer on walking up the hills. Wasn't going slow, wasn't taking any breaks.
Yeah.
You know.
Still working.
Yeah.
You're still getting there.
That's what we're doing.
Every step. And I'm not taking hiking sticks.
No, you made that.
I haven't run with them. I don't really know how they work. I mean, I sort of know how they work, but you've got to train with them to really know what you're doing with
them. Yeah, I agree. And also, I think, despite the fact that, in terms of us, when you say no one ever used to use them, and I'm like, yeah, but people do, and that's my role. I have that from the Lake District. You get to the point where people are like, oh, haven't you got your sticks? It's like, I don't need sticks.
Yeah. I think it's like...
And it's a different situation.
But I'm not one of those people like...
Run walking.
Some people get a bit macho, like, call them cheat sticks. I'm not one of those.
No.
I just don't know how to work them. There'd be something else I'd have to carry that I wouldn't quite know how it works.
I think also if you're fast walking... That was it, by the way. You just did it. That was it.
Yeah.
When you start running again. Yeah. Gentle, but so important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then once you're four steps in, you're in there.
You're in it.
Yeah.
I think if you're run walking a long distance, like you say, I'm not saying you should do it because I think you need a relationship with them, but I think it's definitely a good idea because of how it's going to affect your gait.
Yeah.
It just balances up your whole body and kind of the same way a good backpack balances the weight across your upper body. A good use of poles.
Yeah.
Balances the work your body's doing across your whole body.
Yeah.
And that's really key.
I can see when people are comfy with them and I see the elites use them, I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've just left it too late to get used to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
As indeed I've left everything too late.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to get the old map out here because I put it back in the case after 11 short miles.
Right.
I realise this is why I don't need my glasses. It's because I've been holding the map at arm's length.
Right.
And the map case isn't as long as that. So here we go. Whew. Just holding the page, just getting to the road. Okay. Yeah, we cross the road and go in over there. I'm even not lost yet. What's that all about? You know, it's a shame we haven't got lost. Do you know why?
Go on then.
Content!
Content! Woo! Content creators.
Yeah, that's us.
Morning. Just got my wife for divorce. Content.
Actually, going right back a couple of episodes, we were talking earlier on about sharing life and audiences being a bit older and a bit of life experience to share.
Yeah.
Someone I was on with the other night felt lent into that a little bit too heavily. And really...
What, on stage?
Just really like one long man's middle-aged doctor's appointment.
Right,
Loads of jokes, loads of comedy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, and it went well, but just feel people thinking, I don't want to think about it anymore.
Come on, mate. Mix it up a bit.
Do something about food.
What, the classic prostrate exam?
Well, yeah, it started with erection trouble and then segued into prostate exam.
Yeah, nice.
It's just all very real, isn't it?
Yeah.
No matter how funny you tell it, it's still a bit like watching the kind of documentary that you wouldn't want to watch during your dinner.
It's like, I remember once saw good old Rouse, who's hilarious.
Yes.
But he did a set at Manchester Comedy Store opening.
Yep.
And it was all about...
Opening being the operative word.
Yeah, it was all about the code brown. It was all about... Yeah. It was all about feces and excrement and... For 20 minutes.
Yeah. Do you know, you can feel that quite square, like, but...
Yeah, it was... And you're opening with it.
Yeah. Because at the other end of things... There'll be other comedians on thinking, damn it,
yeah,
I was going to do Phil.
But I tell you, you'll get you'll be on with Rouse a few times at these village gigs you're doing.
Yeah.
He's a very, very funny man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really funny comedian, Rob Rouse.
Can you hear the wind? The weather's changed quite a lot.
It has, yeah.
It's got completely
windy, yeah.
As predicted, one of it, by... And the wind's got up, and it's an icy wind.
Yeah.
We're just going past a small and, frankly, slightly spooky stand of pine trees.
Yeah. It's where you bury the bodies, isn't it?
Yeah, ancient burial mound, or maybe contemporary burial mound. And the wind is blowing through their piney tops with a sinister whisper, Paul.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. Yeah. It's cold out here.
You know... You were saying about, well, I was talking about, but we're talking about what music means.
Yeah.
I can remember exactly what song I heard running on this bit when I was here last year.
Right.
So the year before last.
Yeah.
Which shows how ridiculous my memory is, that kind of thing. But like you say, it's completely Proustian.
Yes, absolutely. Remembrance of...
And it was the moment, you know, it was a very subtle moment, but I was, however far, I mean, how far are we into this run? I'll just check, let's get the facts
about
on
13
this.
And a half, maybe.
I like that. I'll tell you. 13 and a half, oh, you're good. 3 1/4 hours, 13 and a half miles.
Right.
And we're coming across this field, diagonally across the field to the back of a farm where they're like, there's a mast at the farm. And I just remember running across here.
Yeah.
Thinking... I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to Tring.
It's going to be fine.
And I was listening to Starcrossed by Casey Musgraves, which is not, you know, it's not wildly famous. It's not the kind of thing you'd expect me to love.
Yeah.
It's like a divorce song.
How does it go?
It goes,
Starcrossed.
It starts really gentle. It's like a Spanish guitar.
Right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let me, na-na-na, two lovers ripped up at the seams. And then it builds and builds like a James Bond
nice,
theme.
Like it, yeah.
And honestly, it's fantastic.
Nice,
Paul.
Yeah.
It was like I was watching a film about myself doing the Race of the Stones. And in it, you could jump, cut to the start line.
Yeah.
Because I'd done it.
It really lifted you.
I really felt it. And I still, every time I hear it, in fact, that's a good one. I think because it's a beautifully produced song that builds really well. And because... I didn't know I was going to like it. It's kind of one of those ones that's come about by surprise from really widening my repertoire of listening. I also heard that halfway around my first Brighton Marathon. And
well,
that was
nice.
After that.
Yeah,
I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes,
because, of course, you get positive associations with certain tunes.
Yeah, once it's happened.
And then
once,
you start to build.
You use them again. That's
you start
right.
to build your top 20 songs or whatever.
Top 10,000 songs.
Well, that's the thing. The only thing with something like... Marathon de Sable, if you're running for like 7 hours a day, I don't know that make time feel like it's going on forever or not. I don't know, there's so many songs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, completely. It'll be a different experience. Like I say, I always listen to music, but that second morning of the Race of the Stones was so still and so quiet because, of course, weirdly, I'd gone out late as well.
Right.
Like, I was two steps out from people running the same pace as me because, one, people running my kind of pace, a lot of them had done it in one go.
Yeah.
And, two, everyone had taken the advantage of going early because of the heat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that because I was staying at the campsite drinking coffee and doing poos.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got 20 minutes on it if you want it. And so when I set off, there was just nobody. And when I started to eventually, like after 10K, to see people, they'd be walking and I'd just be gently coming past them.
Must
morning,
be,
morning.
Must have been nice,
it was just wonderful.
Just
it was
breaking.
A very special time.
Is this it?
Still, I'm just checking where we are. Okay, we get to the woods here.
Krong radio site.
There's several different... Let's get this exactly right. We're going to go right, we'll go to the other side of the mast. Okay. Here we go, better in here.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, ash dieback is affecting these woods. Ash chop dieback,
it, chop it down,
works.
Mate. Chop it all down.
Yeah, just should we get started?
Just get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? So there's several different paths, and we kind of want the middle one.
Right.
But we also want the bridleway, so if it's big, we're doing okay.
Public bridleway here.
Yeah, but public bridleway left as well.
Yeah.
Public footpath all the way left. I want to be absolutely sure, Paul, so let me just check the map. I don't know. I think I want to go this way.
Okay.
But we don't want to go down the hill. We're on the top. I'm going to change the page as well. Sorry. No, let's stay because we don't want to lose any height.
Okay, cool.
I just remembered to read the contour lines.
Right.
Stay on the top of the hill, thank you.
Right. This is the training. This is the training right here.
How far had we gone when we looked at it just then? 13 and a half.
13 and a half, yeah.
So we've just done just over half a marathon. But we are just a, fingers in the air, normal run away from where we want to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I basically feel fine.
Yeah, I feel all right, yeah. It's just the sort of, I feel it on the top of my legs.
Right.
Right, the very top. Not even the quads, just the very top.
Would you call that your hips, where your hip joints meet? Below there.
Just there. Just
top end
there.
Of the thighs. Yeah.
Because we've been running for over 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So it's just that, isn't it? Just getting
What's your
used
longest
to that.
Time on your feet so far this training period?
About 4 hours.
Yeah, so we're getting there now.
Yeah.
I think also, we've got to the top of a hill there. And I think my saurine has hit my stomach.
Nice.
I just feel quite bright.
Feel good.
It's probably because I spent half an hour standing around looking at the map back there. That's the key thing.
We're closing in on Tring.
So, of course, back when I was 8, and I'd be up here in the woods with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if he wasn't too grumpy or just too teenage to be here, my brother, we'd always play a game.
Yeah.
Play 20 questions.
Right.
We'd play, take it in turns to find something beginning with the same letter.
Nice. Yeah.
And
any chasing games? Any run-off and hidey games? Or more chatty games?
We were too busy walking where we were going, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're too lazy for that.
Yeah.
You know, some kids will always get off running into the woods. But also, catching games are always big in our house.
Yeah.
Because initially my dad is a big cricketer.
Yes.
And also, later, a lot of frisbee action for me and my brother. So if you got the sweets out.
Bit of throwing and catching.
He threw me a sweet.
Yeah.
My dad threw me a sweet.
That's that.
If my finger, yeah, exactly. And if my fingertips got to it, but then I dropped it, he'd say, got a hand to it, should have had it.
Yeah.
So, you know. What I'm saying is I want a sweet.
Yeah.
I want to play a game and eat a sweet.
Yeah. Well, you've got some sweets, haven't you?
I have, you know. I've also got a potato. You fancy a potato?
I'm all right, mate.
Yeah, I'm not starving. I think.
Did you have any breakfast?
I did. You saw what me eat breakfast. I had a
it was very low key.
Of oat cakes.
Yeah.
And a banana. I tried to time it, so it was about an hour and a half before we set off. And you know, it's difficult for me. I never have breakfast. But I think that's a wise. Basically, oats for long-term fuel release.
Yeah.
And banana for more immediate
healthful
energy release. It's not complicated, is it?
It's not complicated, mate. It's not.
I think with the salt tablets, you don't have to worry about it. But it is important to note that sometimes the nicest things to have are salty things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joking with Lisa Ascott about, you know, being 30k into a 50k, eating a bag of crisps.
Yeah.
Can send that quite a mixed message, you know. You look all kind of super fit in your, you know, correct shoes and backpacks and everything. And you've got a packet of Walkers on the go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's good stuff.
I think it is, yeah.
And I think it was Rene Fleming who said about a little bit of bagel with Marmite on it.
Hello. Sounds nice, yeah.
I mean, I'd eat that anywhere at any time, so middle of an ultra's no different.
This is perfect underfoot.
It's good, isn't it?
Nice and soft, yeah.
Run like a broad
yeah.
track through the woods. It's got muddy patches, but it's wide enough that you can just go around them, basically. And, but as a result of that, it's kind of soft, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's flat. Flat as you like.
See, this is the kind of... These runs are the kind of... good strength runs that hopefully you'll stand you in good stead. Well, I mean, obviously you'll have the 100k, but for me later in the year, for York Marathon,
yeah,
if you sort of just gradually change the architecture of how you approach time on your feet, you know.
Yeah.
So when you come down to do a long run and it's 3 hours, doesn't feel as long as it used to.
No.
Because you've been out for 5 hours today.
That's right.
And it's just changes your mentality a bit, doesn't it?
And like say, if over a week you mix that up, you know?
Yeah.
It's true that I haven't really run any tempo distance. I might have done a tempo 10.
Yeah.
But a fast 8, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
And then a real fast as you can park run.
Yeah.
1 week at a speedy one, and next week at a traily one, you know? It's all what you want to be doing, really, yeah, isn't it? And that's literally it. It's what you want to be doing. It's the training that will help you do the task.
You can
but
feel
it's also a blooming joy.
You can feel your body just adapting to the changes, to the questions you're asking it.
Yes, exactly.
And listening to it as well.
That's the trick of mixing up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very easy to... I was talking to my brother, Laura, about this. You were just talking about that mindset of always running as fast as you can. It's really valid. Of course it is.
Yeah.
You're kind of making speed-related hay while the sun shines. But no questions being asked or answered.
Yeah.
And if you want your body to stretch off in new directions, then you do a bit of this, you do a bit of that.
Yeah.
And that's when you find that on your road to your marathon, you accidentally got a 5K PB.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
I wasn't even expecting that.
It's like those people.
Yeah.
Clocking half marathon PBs, you know.
Yeah.
It's part of the training. Sorry, yeah. Hey, mate.
Hey, Doc.
It's funny, that guy then, when we first saw him, was just stood on a log looking off, and then the dog really softens him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When it's just on your own, a bloke in the woods on his own, staring off into space.
Yeah.
Feels a bit weird, doesn't
worried
it?
You.
Yeah. Well, it got my old antennae up a bit, and then the dog appears. It's like, oh, fine.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, he's gone. There's a bloke with a dog down there. Yeah.
What did you say?
It wasn't your dog, was it?
Did you have a dog?
No.
Because I didn't notice it.
That wasn't my dog.
If you did bring your dog, you haven't
that
given
wasn't my
much
dog.
Attention.
No.
Does your dog bat? You said your dog
Monsieur.
Did not bat. That is not my dog. Hey, there's a tip.
Yeah.
So that you can relate to everyone when you're off doing a marathon to Sampa.
Take my dog.
Why don't you watch all the Pink Panther films?
Yeah.
You have a wren?
So we come through. Is that was skirting Wendover Woods, is it?
Yeah, I think we're
right.
A bit further on than Wendover Woods.
Right, okay.
We're just off the something else wood here.
Right.
We're about to get into the park above Tring.
Right.
We've actually got as far as the town of Tring, but the station's down on the other side.
Oh, okay.
The old way and the Ridgeway meet. There's all plenty going on. We're not going left here. We could, but we won't. We're going straight on.
Straight over. So we've done about, 15-ish?
That sounds about right. Oh. Signed the papers yesterday. 1 second. Be sure, Rob. Be sure
yeah, course,
at every
yeah.
junction. We definitely just got to there. Yep, this is okay.
Okay.
Bit more tarmac.
Yeah.
Slight downhill. Country
feels
lane.
Feels all right, yeah.
Potential for cars to go... No grass growing in the middle of the road. A little... occasional visits from my dad loving the countryside.
Yeah.
Like nothing better than to turn into a country lane.
And some grass in the middle.
Grass growing in the middle. course, meanwhile, my mum's in the passenger seat, just trying not to stroke out if a car comes the other way. This is a small road, that's not going the other way! Me and my mum...
There's an art to it in the country
driving. Just me and my mum were on holiday in the country, just after my GCSEs.
Yeah.
We were driving on a very small country road near Weston-super-Mare and Breen Down.
Yeah.
And we went round a corner, and there was a train coming the other way. We were actually right next to a railway. But as far as we could see, like, imagine the railway is like where this hedge is.
Yeah.
And there was a diesel engine with no carriages coming along it at full speed. And, I mean, we both jumped out of our skin. But my mum, as driver, she totally thought there was a train coming up the road. And, oh, it was funny. We were laughing. When my dad came down, he was working, so I wasn't there. He came down that evening. And when we told him the story of this train going, and my mum at the wheel of a tiny little car going, ah! We told him the story, laughing away in a caravan. And we broke the settee in the caravan. So it was a very exciting day.
Yeah.
None of us ever did any running. That's the funny thing. That was not a part of that scene. Somewhere around now,
you
get to a point where this road, there's a road going off to the left.
Yeah.
And you can go straight on, and we go straight on.
Right.
Then we're not on the road for much longer. Once again, we find houses.
Yeah.
Actual physical houses. It's exciting.
So have you got a busy week, Andy? Have you got lots of gigs and business and bobs?
It starts
travel and
quietly.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously this takes a whole day, so that's going to affect the shape of the week.
This is Monday, yeah.
And then I've got worky stuff. I'm seeing all kinds of friends on various missions.
Right.
Creative and running related. Seeing Helen Thorne.
Right.
Nick Helm.
Nice.
He's writing some new songs. They're really good.
Oh, very nice.
Our friend Lizzie from Acast.
Yeah.
And Dave from Seville in Tokyo.
All right, Dave might
be. So, you know, all exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And that dots through the week. But then at the end of the week, the gigs pick up, and then they just don't let up for the rest of the month.
I've got
Bexley Heath on Thursday, Frinton on Sea on Friday.
Nice gig.
Chorley on Saturday, and then there's a couple of nights off, Mother's Day and Tony's pub quiz, but basically gig.
That's a bit of a trek to Chorley, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit of a... Yeah. Are you hiring cars?
No, I'm going to go up there by train. What I haven't booked yet is a hotel room. Have we got any friends in Chorley?
I don't, mate.
Do you know anyone in Chorley?
Yeah.
I used to really like Chorley and the Wheelies. Do you used to watch Chorley and the Wheelies?
I've got no idea what Chorley and the Wheelies are.
Oh, you are missing out.
Mate.
Oh, mate.
What are they?
Oh, it's too late now.
Well, no, it's too late now.
Chorley and the Wheelies was a children's TV show when I was very small.
Right.
Same kind of era as Bagpuss and Finger Mouse.
Yes.
And all the other classics.
I remember fondly.
And they were little wheeled characters.
Right.
The coolest one was a fellow called Chorley.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're getting the idea.
Oh, yeah.
And
Chorley.
I said, I don't think you'd see it now because I think there was a little bit of... Well, the baddie was a Welsh witch.
Right, okay.
So I don't think that would play. I don't think it would be appropriate in this day and age. But I still remember it very clearly. Whoa, Chorley! Let's not go there. We're going through a village, by the way.
Past a little... Looks it's like a little church there.
Hasto
Village Hall.
Yeah. I suppose, I don't see why the village would be called that, but it has to be.
Hasto. We should start to run a gig in Hasto.
Yeah.
So many strange little villages, isn't there?
Yeah.
Little pockets here. Hasto Cottage.
The thing is, we think of ourselves as travelling around a lot, but even when you do a village gig, we only ever gig in places with big communities.
Yeah.
Just don't go to little places, because why? Because there aren't enough people.
Yeah.
Conversely, one of the things I absolutely love, and it's, on the one hand, it's a running thing anyway.
Yeah.
It's also exacerbated by running long. It's also something you get if you live oh, something, big vehicle around here, but I think it's working behind this house.
Yeah.
It's something you get living in London for a long time. Is the map, you know? We used to live in kind of bubbles, dots.
Yeah.
And gradually you connect everything. I mean, sure, I haven't run here from my house this morning, but we, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we followed it, yes, yeah.
I think even just day-to-day runs for me in lockdown, that changed completely. I think before lockdown, Hampstead Heath was somewhere we used to visit.
Yeah.
And now it's somewhere...
Somewhere you run to.
Yeah, it's in my locale, you know? And the thing is that even when you do, sure, most times I go to Hampstead Heath now, I'll take the train. But once you know where it is,
yeah,
it's on your internal map. It doesn't
change. Really started, obviously, done so many laps of there the last couple of months.
I think, by the way, I'm going to check the map, but I think I'm going left up this road and then into those woods.
Okay, cool.
If I remember rightly. Sorry, last couple of months.
Well, no, the last couple of months I've really got to know the laps of Hampstead.
Yeah, yeah.
Just lapped it. And it makes it smaller. It's nice.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Just going around
again,
and around
it. Again, it's really quite recent that neither of us knew.
We didn't go there a lot, did we?
Could have got lost it there as well, you know what I mean? So no real idea of what was happening. We've actually got a choice here, Paul. Where are we going? We're there.
Yeah, where we're
I think
we're
I was trying to go through the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and there's string station. So we want to do that. That means we want to go through the woods here.
Yeah, okay.
And get down that way. Because so, we could
there,
go
where are we going
here.
There?
But no, we'll take the woods way.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
we're going
yeah.
there. So it's really much of a much this. But let's go through the woods. It'd be nice.
Okay, cool.
And that's what I did before.
Right.
Cool. All right, so we'll cross the road. Because the country code says...
Is it a bit... Rob? Is it a bit...
Yeah.
Last section?
Well, how long is it going to be? How long is it going to take us? I think we should run it out. Otherwise, our last episode... People need to be with us till the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, totally. But I mean... Are we stopping for end of episode? Are we going to
How
do it in four?
How far is it going to be? Nah, should we do it all the way? Let's cut it there. Well, I'll tell you what, we won't stop recording.
Okay, cool.
Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Well, guys.
Well, guys. Hey, guys. Join us next week for more fun and games as we
I need to know how long.
Descend into Tring.
Yeah, we're going to go through
It'll be about 15
We
now.
Haven't been lost yet. Oh, dear.
15.1, yeah. So we've got 4.8 miles.
Yeah, I think we might find that I've misjudged it and it's not 20 miles. How much of that do you think we're going to mind?
Yeah.
I think, no,
damn you, Deering.
Okay.
Coming in short, damn you.
We'll soon find out. We certainly might find out that episode 4 is short, but that doesn't mean it's going to be inspired, guys.
No.
So we'll see
Don't
you
hold your breath.
In that episode any second.
Send
now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.